not with the passion of a lover, but with the cold, calculating, dangerous passion of a gambler. Some of them are doggedly persevering, their whole life shaping itself from this expectancy into one perpetual adventure. Each day is divided for them into 100 little sensual experiences, a passing look, a flitting smile, an accidental contact of the knees, and each year into 100 such days in which the sensual experience constitutes the ever-flowing, life-giving, and quickening source of their existence. There was no partner for a game here. That the Baron's experienced eye instantly detected, and there is nothing more exasperating than for a player with cards in his hands, conscious of his ability to be sitting at the green table, vainly awaiting a partner. The Baron called for a newspaper, but merely ran his eyes down the columns fretfully. His thoughts were crippled, and he stumbled over the words. Suddenly, he heard the rustling of a dress and a woman's voice, saying in a slightly vexed note, "Mettez-toi donc, Edgar?" Her accent was affected. A tall, voluptuous figure in silk crackled by his table, followed by a small, pale boy in a black velvet suit. The boy eyed the Baron curiously, as the two seated themselves at a table reserved for them opposite to him. The child was making evident efforts to be correct in his behaviour, but propriety seemed to be out of keeping with the dark, restless expression of his eyes. The lady, the young man's...